Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, folks. It is really exciting to be able to come to you each and every week, highlighting some amazing community partners as both guests and sponsors of our program. A special shout out to our friends over at Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. If you took advantage of your extension when it came time to filing your taxes and you're expecting some dollars back along with some of that stimulus and you're thinking, I no longer want to rent, I want to own, or I want to invest in a second property, Caliber Home Loans can help you with that. They use local appraisers and they never sell the loan. So you're always dealing with just Caliber. They have offices in Melbourne, Port St. Lucie, and headquartered right here in Vero Beach as they serve the Treasure Coast. So thank you to Caliber Home Loans. And this is something that, again, is complimentary for that consultation to talk about home ownership and what type of programs they have available. Also, a special thank you to Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach. They have true nail artists. If you have a design or something that you want implemented, they can bring it to life. And I couldn't help but recognize that I really love the fun color that our guest has on with her nails in the studio.
Thank you.
Yes. I did some fun colors over the, for spring and for Easter.
Yes, Easter.
So I'm looking forward to seeing my Foxy family this weekend to get something a little fresh as we transition into May. And if you are thinking about Mother's Day, folks, True Colors Salon and Spa, the largest salon in the Treasure Coast. They are off Old Dixie Highway in Vero Beach. They have some amazing gift certificates and specials that they can provide, and you can put together this nice little package for that mom in your life, whether it's your mom, a mother-in-law, your wife, however you look at it. You know, moms are important.
They did my blonde.
Oh, and your blonde looks so good.
Thank you.
We love us some True Colors, I'm telling you. And they have price points and hours of operation that can hit everyone's schedule and budget. So that's really nice. And again, thank you to our wonderful sponsors. So Jennifer DeHaven, she is our Director of Development for Crossover Mission. And the more I am getting familiar with the concept and the overall vision of this organization, the bigger of a fan I'm becoming. And it's not just that you're my brand new neighbor White Glove Moving and Storage Facility. Congratulations. There's so many great things happening at Crossover.
There is. So, yes, we are neighbors. And we have a new building on US 1. Right off of 45th and where Cumberland Farms is. And so we are repurposing an old citrus warehouse, packing warehouse.
Yeah, like a little packing plant.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so we are going to be able to house our academic center as well as our basketball programming. And just a little FYI, we are a basketball and academic mentoring program, but we are going to have some other sports coming to the Crossover Center as we build and grow through this building project that we have going on right now.
That's really exciting. And you and I had the opportunity last week to delve a little deeper as to the actual mission of the organization and what the hopes are to bring to the community as a whole. And I think that it will speak volumes to a number of our listeners, whether they have children in their life that it could directly impact, or for those in their own circles of influence that might be able to benefit from the knowledge of this, especially with the new location and the
yes.
ease of being able to interact with the organization. So could you share with us the mission of Crossover?
Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Crossover, it is a nonprofit organization in Vero Beach. It was started by Antoine Jennings and Kathy DeShower of Vero. And it started after Kathy heard Antoine's story and his dream of creating a place for kids to play basketball. If you want to check out their stories, it's a must.
Yes.
So head over to crossovermission.com and check out their stories. It is great information.
I was actually at an event
yeah.
where they talked about how it came to life, the two of them together. And you know, and I just love seeing them in action because it's so real and it was so motivating. And you could tell that, bam, I mean, they got right to task. And I love people that take initiative and put something into action.
Yes. And they really did. And I love, you know, talking about their story. And, you know, the more I've heard, the longer I've been there and the more I've heard things. And they're such great partners, too. And it just really shows what people, even from people from different backgrounds, can come
together
and do something amazing. And that's what's really incredible about the crossover story. So, you know, basically our goal is to help kids become successful adults. And we pull kids in with the basketball. And but we also have an academic mentoring and tutoring program as well. And they soon learn that they have to have both.
Right.
Because if they want to play basketball on school in school and go further, they have to have the academics as well. So that you know, we really want to, you know, redirect their lives. Sometimes you know, we have kids who are struggling at home and they come from homes where there might be violence or you know, drugs or you know, just some sort of struggle. And so you know, instead of letting these kids fall through the cracks, they come to crossover. And we can really help them become successful adults because our ages, we say our ages are 8 to 18, but we have kids who are graduating and they're still part of the crossover family. They're coming back. They're volunteering with us. They're working with us. They're interning with us.
And who, who better to be an intern and to help with the other kids than somebody that had just gone through the program?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. It's an amazing, you know, like the circle of life.
For
you know?
Sure.
Yeah. It's amazing. But, you know, crossover other mission is, you know, we feel like we have a responsibility and we're going to lead that to build a friendship of understanding between cultures and starting that at a young age. You know, we want to break down the walls of separation in our society. And sometimes we feel like we might be standing in some controversy, but really at the end of the day, you know, we want to bring people together and humanize each other, no matter what their backgrounds are. So
I think that that's really important because we have no idea what's going on behind closed doors.
Right.
And of course, the pandemic has brought that notion more and more to the forefront because the children didn't necessarily have the daily escape of set school programming. Mm-hmm. And the additional after-school opportunities. So let me put into context for our listeners just how the program works. Is it, in fact, a daily opportunity?
Yes. So we have, right now, we have a center downtown where we have to do the academic tutoring just because of COVID and also because we have a new building that we're just now getting permits for and starting the construction
phases. That's a little bit of a process. Got it.
It is a process.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And throw COVID and a pandemic in the middle of it, and it just gets longer and longer, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a process. So we do have, members of the crossover team who pick up kids at the different schools and will bring them to the center. Typically, they would get a meal right now. Again, because of COVID, we're not doing all the meals right now, but we're going to implement that back in. So they'll get snacks and drinks. We have awesome donors who donate that stuff to us.
Nice.
Yes. So nice. We have such a great giving community. And so we have mentors. We have academic mentors of all ages. My daughter is almost 16. She's a mentor. And we have, you know, members in the retired community of Vero who are coming in. And so there's great opportunity to come in and mentor a student and work with them. And there's a program that has been developed in crossover for our mentors and volunteer, you know, the background checks and, you know, just educating them on how the technology and how things work and how we get into the accounts through the schools, because we dive deep. So we're in their accounts and we know their grades and their scores and everything like that. And so we teach them how to get into all that. So at the academic center, we have kids who come on different days, and then so the mentors and the volunteers that come on different days, but we match them up too.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I like that.
Yes.
And then where does the activity, the sports come in?
Good question. And that's why we need a building.
Right. Touché.
Yes. So we actually, it depends. Sometimes we're at Gifford Middle School a lot. Sometimes we've been outside at some of the different parks. And so we don't really have a home in particular for basketball. It's kind of always on the move and depending on, availability.
I see.
Yes.
So what is right now the capacity for the children ages 8 through 18 that you're able to matchmake with for academics and for sports? Mm-hmm. Because I would assume that some of the logistics in getting the kids to the different parks or venues requires a cap.
Yes.
Of the number.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have 70 kids right now.
That's a 7 and a 0?
That's a 7 and a 0.
That's a lot of children.
I know. And we have to double and triple that number with our new building.
Awesome.
So, yes.
It seems achievable. So is there some sort of wait list or what's the process? If someone's listening and thinking the Circa could be a year from now before project's complete,
sure.
Optimistically sooner, but realistically, it could
take depending on the phase, depends on when we're going to be able to get some kids in there. I think after, the first phase is the first basketball court. We have to, lay down that court. And then, start working on some of the academic centers areas. And so we might be able to have some kids come in at some points before the entire thing is done. It depends. It's a wait and see. Kind of
sure. Mm-hmm. So what is the process for folks that are thinking, wow, I'm intrigued. I feel like I know a family member that could benefit from this experience and or I know of someone that would be a perfect fit for the mentorship, especially since it can be sort of peer-to-peer.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yeah. So, again, you can head over to crossovermission.com and you'll see a place for registration for the kids and also for mentors. There's different locations on our website for both of those. You can always call us at 772-257-5400. As well, and we will get you all started.
Wow, this is so exciting.
It is exciting.
To have a home, to be able to keep growing, and to know that you're filling such a niche in the community for kids that are looking for an opportunity to see the value in academics when they're so in love with sports, and then, of course, the vice versa.
Right.
Of that.
Right. And we're also looking to grow a girls program as well. And so we do have some girls in our program, but we're specifically looking to grow a girls program along with the program that we have as well.
Oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
Lots of potential.
Lots of potential indeed. So you were talking about the phases of the upcoming new building. And I see here where there is an opportunity for some additional donors and supporters. So I would assume that there might be opportunities within the new project for some people to shine as a potential donor.
Yes.
Tell us more.
Yes. Okay. So anyone and everyone can connect with Crossover. So we have, like I say, we have people of all ages and backgrounds who are, part of the Crossover family, whether it's a mentor, a volunteer, donor, supporters. Everybody has a gift to bring to the table, so we have people who will, drop off Gatorade and snacks. We have people who will come in and help me do packages and mailers, that we're mailing out, which is so helpful. And we have people who, give monetary support, which is amazing. And, everybody has a gift. I mean, like right now I'm looking for people. I'm looking for basketball cookies. I'm looking for some people to partner. We're going to be doing some building tours with the new building. And I'm looking for some, some light refreshments. And so we're looking for, some of those little small partnerships. But we also have, with the new building, we're going to have ad space. We're going to have, naming opportunities. We're going to have, new courts, new hoops. We have a new academic center, we have a new library, and so we're looking for those partners who want to make a difference like we want to make a difference in our community.
That is really cool. I hadn't thought of how many ways that can be broken down to unveil this new campus, but it certainly makes sense. And with so many of us seeing firsthand with the pandemic hopefully kind of in our rearview mirror, we're still feeling the effects of a lot of it. There's a lot of delays in shipments for hard goods and different things. And so I know that there's a number of talented folks and individuals that think that they're going to have a plan for the coming weeks on scheduling. And then when there's no materials and no supplies, there's suddenly some time available.
Yeah.
And so to think that that could also be some wonderful matchmaking that is happening and utilizing some terrific skills right here in our own backyard.
Sure.
I think it's a beautiful thing. And you just can't beat the location right there. US 1 45th. I mean, mm-hmm. that's terrific exposure and an opportunity for people to learn about the mission and perhaps even get involved to a new level at this point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a very convenient location. You know, there's some of the GO line stops are close by. I believe there's supposed to be a Wawa's being put in beside us.
To become, so yeah, right next door.
Yeah, even better.
Even better. They are just so user-friendly.
You can't beat that. So, but yeah, it is a great location. And, you know, like I said, there's a lot of potential. I am very excited. My event planning mind is in overdrive. Like I said, we're going to be doing the building tours, but there's just so much potential of things that we can do. You know, we have a gala every year, and because of COVID, we have not had that yet. Fingers crossed, I'd like to have one in late fall. But it would be great if we, you know, had our own space to be able to do that in.
Yeah, you can transform a giant gymnasium quickly.
Oh, yes.
And for plenty of folks.
Right. And I know you know that.
Oh, yeah.
You know. You are an event planner. So, I mean, you know, and just holding, you know, whether it's 3-on-3 tournaments, you know, basketball camps, summer camps. We do have a partnership this summer. We're working with the Indian River School District on some math camps. And so, you know, just having that space and letting the community come in and letting people use their gifts with us. It's just going to be, you know, an amazing experience.
I love it. One more time with the website, please, Jennifer.
Check us out at crossovermission.com.
All right, folks, you are discovering where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. I'm your happy hostess with the most, the Santa Valencia Tillery. There's more in store. Please don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids, too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hello, residents of Indian River County. The Solid Waste Disposal District is reminding you of two important ways to recycle in your community. Your used cooking oil can be brought to one of the 5 customer convenience centers or the main county landfill for safe disposal and repurposing. Also available at these locations, please drop off loose plastic film recycling that includes plastic bags, shrink wrap, and bubble wrap. Remember, recycle right and recycle often.
Visit us at IRCRecycles.com. Indian River County. Roll with us, recycle.
If you operate a small business, you need services like payroll, tax compliance, HR tools, and other resources. You need Complete Employee Solutions. Vero Beach has a team of professionals, including Anthony Sammons, Matt McCain, and Jennifer Comer, who saw the need for competent payroll, HR, and employee leasing services. Call Complete Employee Solutions at 772-978-7277 or visit their website at CompleteEmployeeSolutions.com.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Stop the spread of eviction. If you are a landlord whose tenants are behind in their rent as a result of COVID-19, you may be eligible for rent reimbursement through the HART program. Funds are currently available. Please contact Florida Rural Legal Services at 877-HART-95, and you'll be connected with a pro bono attorney who specializes in housing matters. Avoid the expensive and lengthy eviction proceedings and help keep tenants in their homes. Call 877-432-4000. 7895.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Welcome back, friends. We are in the home stretch. Yes, home stretch for Mother's Day. So if you haven't procured something special for someone that you love that's a mother figure in your life, well, then maybe you can check out treasurecoast.com. Again, that's treasurecoast.com. They are a media partner of ours on this broadcast for the Treasure Coast Insider. And of course, we love the idea of gift cards from our friends over at True Color Salon and Spa or Foxy Nails. However, treasurecoast.com has a whole directory of local businesses and gift-giving ideas, as well as a free platform for you to be able to post your upcoming events. So long as you're headquartered and your event is in the Treasure Coast, you can post for free at treasurecoast.com. They also head up all of the breaking news groups on Facebook. So breaking news for Vero, Martin County, Port St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, and they love when you post to those pages also. So keep that in mind. Thank you to treasurecoast.com for being such a good media partner. And a special shout out to our friends over at White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, making moving pleasurable and cost effective. And more importantly, we show up. With the way that the real estate market is these days, we're getting numerous calls every day for people that thought that they had hired a mover and then the movers just are too small and fail to show up on the day that the move is expected to transpire. And so don't let that be you. If you're planning a summer move and you want to know someone's going to show up A-plus rated and reliable and philanthropic, giving back to the community, well, by all means, White Glove Moving and Storage would be honored. WhiteGloveUSA.com. It's always a complimentary estimate. And our team is growing. As a matter of fact, that's something that Jennifer DeHaven, our Director of Development with Crossover Mission, and I had the privilege of chatting about at length in one of our meetings, that as they continue to mentor all of these wonderful kids that are going through the program, college isn't the perfect fit for all of them. And they are looking for business partners throughout the community to be able to give these kids an opportunity to shine and grow in excellent businesses where they can make a wonderful living and stay in a community that they love. And White Glove can provide just that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a great opportunity. That is another reason why we want to work with some businesses, and especially White Glove. You know, we have kids in high school who are working and also out of high school that we're getting jobs for. And so it's a great team effort.
It's a great match. Yes. That's right. And of course, you know, you can play sports and take that with you throughout your life. And that's just one thing that I know people adore about Crossover Mission. But Jennifer, what is it that you love about Crossover Mission?
So something that I want to share with you is that it takes $148,000 to keep a juvenile incarcerated for a year. And it cost $1,000 to keep a kid in Crossover for a year.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
And talk about cost effective.
Exactly. Jeez. Exactly. That's what we do. And so what I love about Crossover is that we're making that difference, and we go deep and we're serious. We're not a 9-to-5. Our doors don't close. Our phones don't go off. Coach Antoine is always, talking about texting with kids, and it's not just basketball. It's not just academics. It's personal stuff. It's life. It's real life. And, I know during the pandemic, Coach brought hoops and basketballs to some of the kids' houses on the back of his truck. I know Kathy was knocking on people's doors and, hey, where I haven't heard from you. What's going on with your grades? And it's that going deep and that seriousness of not letting our kids slide, especially through a pandemic, because it's been hard. It's been hard for everybody, but it's been hard for our kids. And we didn't let the kids slide. We had to pivot. We had to go online. You know, those are the things that we needed to do, and we did it because we're serious and we go deep. And I love the kids. I can't wait till we have the center and I can, you know, come out of my office and hang out and have a snack, do some homework, and, you know, make those connections. It's going to be fun.
All hands on deck, right? Crossover Mission, how do we find you?
Crossovermission.com, or please feel free to call us anytime at 772-257-5400.
And active on social media. Jennifer, thanks for being on
Facebook
the show.
Yeah, Facebook and Instagram.
Thank you to Crossover Mission. Until next week, folks. Cheers. Caliber Home.